the first time in three decades, the 6th congressional district in North Texas is an open seat. Republican Congressman Joe Barton of Ennis has been in office since 1985, but after a scandal involving a nude photo of himself and sexually suggestive messages, he decided not to run again. As KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, 11 Republicans are now running to replace him in one of the most crowded primaries in Texas.
Even with two of them sitting it out, it was a tight fit to squeeze 9 candidates together on stage. Bill Carson called it a class photo. He's with the Coalition for the Constitution, the group that organized this forum at the Texas Motorplex in Ennis.
I don't care how you stand. Yeah, please get up on the stage. Anybody wants to take pictures?
During the 3-hour forum, the 9 had to take turns going up on stage to answer questions in groups of 3. For all the candidates, though, there was very little disagreement. Everyone presented themselves as very conservative candidates, talking to very conservative voters about conservative ideas.
Take care of our country, secure our borders, provide for a strong military, take care of our veterans.
Jake Elzey is a former Navy pilot who's raised more than $100,000, the second highest in the race.
Get rid of the debt and get rid of the unelected bureaucracy. That's the only thing I stand on. If that makes anybody mad, bring it on.
On immigration, all 9 candidates took hard-line stances, like Deborah Gagliardi, an architect from Arlington.
For them to continue to say they're in the shadows is a complete farce. They're in our face. They're telling us that we need to fly their flag. They have not even attempted to get citizenship here.
Some of the candidates pledged to term limit themselves, and everyone agreed they'd go to Washington to cut, cancel, audit, and repeal. For starters, the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, but also a bunch of federal agencies and departments, a high-speed rail project planned between Dallas and Houston, and all kinds of spending. Shannon Duberly is a former counterterrorism consultant who works in oil and gas.
The tax cut's good, but unless we cut spending, we're going to be in a lot of trouble really quickly.
In terms of money and endorsements, Ron Wright leads the pack. He's the only candidate in this Republican primary who's held elected office, and he focused on his conservative record. Wright was an Arlington City Council member before becoming the Tarrant County Tax Assessor Collector.
I put in God We Trust on tax statements and envelopes in the tax office. It's the national motto. It should go on all government documents. And I did it knowing I would probably be sued.
Congressman Joe Barton's unexpected retirement announcement last fall, just days before the filing deadline, touched off a chaotic flurry of candidates throwing their hats into the ring. Political scientist Rebecca Dean from the University of Texas at Arlington says that scramble was good for Ron Wright.
Anytime you have a sudden departure, it benefits someone who's more established. And so that's, I think, why you saw a coalescence of people behind Mr. Wright. I think they wanted someone who had a track record.
This is one of 6 open congressional seats in Texas where a Republican is stepping down. 56 Republicans are now running to fill those 6 seats. The volume is a sign of pent-up energy in districts where incumbents served for decades, according to Dean. And she says crowded primaries now could be a good sign for Republicans this fall when they're expected to face fired-up Democrats.
If this energizes the Republican electorate such that they then come out in the general election, then that's another seat that doesn't turn over. And the Republicans in 2018 are going to need as many of those as they can get.
In the 6th district, the winner of the GOP primary will face one of 5 Democratic contenders. Back at the forum in Ennis, Frank Kuchar says this district is a tough one to run in. He would know since he ran twice against Joe Barton and lost. It stretches from Arlington all the way down to Navarro County.
It is hard to run across a 3-county district when you're having to work full time. It is a tremendous amount of stress.
Kuchar says people here are fed up with Washington. They're tired of both parties and professional politicians and Joe Barton.
And you heard some of that in the discussions tonight, how they were frustrated. I don't want to take any more. We shouldn't take any more. I want to go and try and make a difference. And bully for them. You know, that's noble.
Probably the biggest challenge right now, though, is just making yourself stand out in this crowded field. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.